Hey! This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Can't make you stay. I raise my hand to the sky to measure. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
sure wouldn't do her any harm. Hand you pain and easy when you're all alone. The rest is what she needs and she should be staying home. Pain that makes you stronger, feels awful the weak. But kids that like to check out clothes, what makes them feel unique. Yeah, I got two daughters, yeah, I got a son. And my days are parenting, I've never ever done. So, give me hope, give me faith. A song, but I'm never done trying to stop this wrong. I know it ain't easy, in fact it's very, very hard. Sinful days are gone now, I'm always on my guard. Planning for the future, not living in the past. I wanna make some change and I wanna make it last. Hard times might be coming, but good times will too. We gotta kill the numbing, but we will get through. So, give me hope, give me faith.
To
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.